Title: Azonix Incorporated v. Medtronic Incorporated. Numbers 2022-1532, 2022-1533, Federal CIR August 7, 2023. Content: This case addresses the ability of a petitioner in an IPR to present new evidence in a reply brief, particularly where the patent owner proposes a new claim construction in its patent owner response. Background: Medtronic Incorporated. Medtronic owns multiple patents relating to transcutaneous, i.e. through the skin, charging of implanted medical devices. These patents seek to improve the efficiency of such transcutaneous chargers by varying output power with current passing through the implanted device. Azonix Incorporated, Azonix, filed IPR petitions challenging claims in Medtronic's patents. The parties agreed that one claim from one of the petitions was representative. This representative claim includes the following two clauses: emphasis added wherein said external power source automatically varies its power output based on a value associated with said current passing through said internal power source, wherein said external power source automatically varies its power output based on a measured current associated with said current passing through said internal power source. Azonix did not explicitly propose an express construction of any term in the petition comprising the representative claim, but adopted a one-input construction in the claim charts it submitted with the petition. Under the one-input construction, the first clause's value associated with said current is simply narrowed by the second clause's measured current associated with said current. Notably, the one-input construction would be satisfied by a prior art embodiment showing only one input value. Medtronic addressed Azonix's one-input construction in its preliminary patent owner response, taking the position that, even under the one-input construction, the prior art cited by Azonix did not disclose the clauses at issue. The PTAB rejected Medtronic's position and granted institution under the one-input construction. The PTAB also noted Medtronic's acquiescence to Azonix's framing. After the institution decision, Medtronic filed its patent owner response, this time arguing validity under a two-input construction. Under the two-input construction, the first clause's value associated with said current and the second clause's measured current associated with said current refer to separate measurements. In effect, the two-input construction requires a prior art embodiment to show two separate input values, one input for the value clause and a second input for the measured current clause. In reply, Azonix submitted arguments, supplemental expert declarations, and citations to show that the previously cited prior art embodiments also disclosed the clauses at issue under the two-input construction. The PTAB issued a final written decision adopting the two-input construction and refusing to consider Azonix's reply arguments and evidence under the two-input construction because Axonix did not include them in the original petition. Azonix appealed the PTAB's refusal to consider Azonix's reply arguments and evidence under the two-input construction to the Federal Circuit. Issues: did the PTAB err in refusing to consider Azonix's reply arguments and evidence under the two-input construction, where the two-input construction was presented for the first time in Medtronic's patent owner response? Holdings: the Federal Circuit held that the PTAB erred in refusing to consider Azonix's reply arguments and evidence under the two-input construction. The Federal Circuit vacated the PTAB's decisions in both IPRs and remanded for the PTAB to consider 1. Azonix's arguments and evidence under the two-input claim construction, and 2. any request to present new evidence brought by Medtronic in its surreply. Where a patent owner offers a new claim construction for the first time in a response after the institution decision, a petitioner may, in a reply brief, introduce new arguments and evidence under the newly proposed claim construction. More generally, under Ericsson Incorporated v. Intellectual Ventures ILLC, 901F.3D1374, Federal CIR 2018, Hamilton Beach Brands Incorporated v. F. Real Foods LLC, 908F.3D1328, Federal CIR 2018, and Qualcomm Incorporated v. Intel Corporation, 6F.4TH1256, 1263, Federal CIR 2021, A petitioner S entitled to respond to new claim construction arguments made after institution by a patent owner or adopted after institution by the board SUAS.